KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes. Movies in a Minute, brought to you by Peoria Ford. Ready to serve at 91st Avenue and Bell Road. If you bought anywhere but Peoria Ford, you paid too much.
Clear the decks. In the movie industry, there are certain films that come out that, like, nobody wants to go up against, you know? They're not going to schedule an opening weekend. This is one of those weekends. For all intents and purposes, there is one movie and one movie only this week.
Oh, so excited.
And normally you would say, would the fourth movie in a series really be that good? Toy Story 4 opens today.
He's a spork.
Yes, yeah, I know. Forky is the most important toy to Bonnie right now. We all have to make sure nothing happens to him.
Woody, we have a situation.
I am not a toy. I was made for soup, salad, maybe chili, and then the trash.
Buzz, we've got to get Forky.
Affirmative. Oh, I'm so excited.
They're all back. Tom Hanks is Woody. Tim Allen, Buzz Lightyear. You have Joan Cusack, Jordan Peele, Keegan-Michael Key.
Keanu, who plays Forky?
Keanu Reeves is an absolute riot.
Is he good?
Tony Hale plays Forky. You might know him from Veep.
Yeah, okay.
The assistant on Veep. Keanu Reeves is Duke Kaboom. He's a motorcycle, like the evil Knievel type character.
How perfect is that?
So here's the thing. Again,
the
fourth movie, I mean, a lot of times even the second movie sucks.
Well, I mean, you've got like Fast and Furious 822. So yeah, I get your point.
Shout out to Pixar.
Yeah.
And here's, because this is really one of the things that I think is important, that there are a lot of animated films and kids' films that are fun to watch, but they just don't tell a good story. Pixar, to its credit, and I would say maybe starting with Toy Story 20-some years ago.
Easy.
Really tells a great story and doesn't have to go back and just keep retelling the same story. This is a fresh take on Toy Story. It has new character like Forky in it and
Duke Kaboom.
And Duke Kaboom.
I like it.
And it is awesome. It tells a great story that kids walk away with a positive image from. Adults are going to enjoy it as well.
I think I'm more excited about this than Marley.
And so if you're one of those, really, we're going to do the fourth one? Wow. The fourth one is excellent. Toy Story 4 opens today literally everywhere. Everywhere, and I gave it a 5 out of 5. It is as close to a perfect movie as you're going to get for the whole family.
I'm excited to go
see it.
Okay, yeah. So Toy Story 4.
Yes,
you're giving it a 5 out of 5.
Gave it a 5.
Okay, because even the fourth version could be just as good as the first.
Yeah,
but what if?
Okay,
you have the first version that they're just re-releasing with a little bit more. Do you know what I'm talking about here?
Yeah, I'm going to call shenanigans on this. So, Avengers Endgame, one of the biggest movies of all time. But it came just short of passing Avatar as the biggest movie ever. Okay? So, count me as one that thinks this is a little creepy, that what they did is they are re-releasing it in theaters, Avengers Endgame, with new post-credit scenes. You know, on these movies, you can't leave until all the credits are over because there's little scenes that pop up.
Don't they usually do that?
Yes, but now they're re-releasing it with new post-credit scenes to try to get enough people to go back into the theater so that Avengers Endgame can be called the biggest movie of all time.
So, okay, super producer Stevie Z, you got to hop on here as well. Are you in there? Okay, yeah.
He's an Avengers Endgame kind of guy.
Yeah, he's something. So, Did the first movie have these post-credits?
Oh, yeah.
To be fair,
I don't think
Avengers Endgame did not have end credit scenes like all the other movies.
So
they did have a tribute to Stan Lee.
That was right.
And they had, like, as the credits faded to black, there was, like, a hammering noise. It was supposed to be an homage to Tony Stark's first Iron Man movie, which is the movie that started
Right, but you understand my point that for all these films, you know, people stay until literally the lights come on.
Sure, sure. But so what they're doing now is they're re-releasing the whole movie, but this time they're actually putting this post-credit scenes in.
Yeah,
and that's supposed to get people to go.
They might also have a little bit of extra footage in the movie. I don't know if that's going to be anything too big, though.
Are you going to go see it again?
I actually, my best friend, when we saw the story, he texted me and said they could add 30 seconds to this movie and I'd go see it again. So yeah, if there was a line right now, I'd be in it.
Oh man. Okay. Yeah.
Now here's the thing. It's probably going to work.
Yeah.
It's probably going to work. Here's why. Because Steve and his friend alone might help make up the $2.7 million. That's all. $2.7 million. $42 million total short of becoming the biggest movie of all time and passing Avatar. I think, yeah.
I'll take care of that.
So it's right at about $2.3 billion. It needs to get up to $2.7 billion.
It's basically just an additional tease for whatever movie comes next. They're just going to put a scene at the end of the movie to...
We have Spider-Man coming
tease
out.
The next... Yeah. Well, that comes out, what, next month
next
or this
week.
Month?
Oh, I see it next week,
boy,
the new
you
Spider-Man.
Guys are into this. All right, cool. Hey, so, anyway,
but
new Avengers...
Toy Story 4. This
yeah, that's
is,
what I'm going to
You want to see.
See
it in the theater.
Yeah.
It looks great on the
yeah.
screen. Take the whole family. Get in the air conditioning. Enjoy Toy Story 4. It's outstanding. It's amazing. All right?